This is a Wisconsin report. Name, Hedgie, H-E-G-G-I-E. First name, Deborah, D-E-B-R-A. Social Security number, 391-62-1879. Case number, 1640422. Examiner, A-M-M, little H-M-S. Date evaluated, April 16, 2013. Barcode, 20130412600064. Paragraph, Deborah Hedgie was seen in individual clinical interview, period, in additional. In addition, comma, collateral information presented by Disability Determination Service, a bureau, consisted of progress notes from Brian Capps, C-A-P-P-S, comma, M.D., dated 8-13-2010, comma, March 23, 2011, semicolon, additionally, comma, a Bay Area Mental Health Diagnostic Assessment, dated January 25, 2012, by Janice Kasperson, K-A-S-P-E-R-S-O-N, comma, L-C-S-W, with subsequent progress notes of 4-25-12, comma, 5-9-12, Five 23-12, 6-6-12, and 7-25-12 were provided. Period. The information from these sources will be identified and referred to herein. Period. Paragraph. Complaints. Deborah Hedgie alleges disability due to depression, comma, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder. Period. Contacts with Brian Capps in 2010 identified an adjustment disorder with anxiety. With follow-up work through 2011 for her depression, as well as worsening problems with insomnia, period. Apparently, at that time, she and her husband were the focus of a police and FBI investigation regarding their missing son, and she was undergoing, quotes, grueling interrogation sessions, unquotes, period. Contact with Bay Area Mental Health in 2012 identified numerous stressors, being accused of complicity in the death murder of her adopted son with no closure or funeral for the deceased son, as well as her husband at that time having been diagnosed with an aggressive cancer with surgery pending at the end of January 2012, period. Apparently her other adopted son is bipolar, become legally blind with many health problems, as well as having aging parents with numerous health problems, period. Their home was being foreclosed on, they had financial problems, period. She was diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder, comma, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate, a GAF at that time of 50, period. Subsequent contacts in April 2012 revolved around her spouse's health and negative recovery from cancer, comma, her being given a first verbal warning at work for missing too much work, and being close to being fired, period. Sessions dealt with her recounting the terror and horror of the day that the law enforcement came into their home and accused her of murder, comma, the lack of closure, and being unable to put her son to rest, especially within the context and light of her own spouse at that time being ill with cancer, period. Additional sessions revolved around the stresses related to trying to move ahead with guardianship procedures for their second adoptive son, who does not want it but has need of it, period. They also dealt with the abuse she suffered from her father, period. She continued to report feeling helpless and hopeless about her situations in general, and the eventual return of her son's remains 1 year after his remains were found, period. She apparently continued to be the focus of charge for his murder. Paragraph.